perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
Steph's succulent Yorkshire chorizo, red onion and bean casserole dish shows off lots of meaty, tomatoey and earthy flavours, with a little prickle of spice coming from the chorizo. Finding a wine to match these flavours is going to be fairly straightforward, as long as you keep a couple of things in mind. Firstly, regarding colour, a red will work better than a rosé or white. This is because reds are softer on the palate, with less acidity, so won't clash with the tomatoes in the dish. Secondly, assuming you're going for a red wine, the next thing to consider is how oaky it is. This refers to the amount of time the wine has spent aging in an oak barrel, interacting with it and drawing some of the flavour from the wood. If you want to highlight or even accentuate the spiciness of the chorizo, then a more oaky red, such as a Reserva Rioja or classically styled French red, would turn up the temperature nicely. If, however, you want to tame the spice a touch, then wines with a softer texture and more primary fruit characters would work well. Think Zinfandel, Primitivo, Shiraz or Merlot. If, on the other hand, you want it all, it is possible to go for a bit of both. In fact, my perfect wine pairing for Steph's chorizo and bean casserole is our Clos 6th Lirac from the Rhone Valley in France at $18.25 a bottle. A real treat, this beautiful Grenache-based red is texturally soft to begin with plenty of dark berry fruit that initially soothes. However, thanks to some oak aging and slightly firmer tannins on the finish, this will add a nice kick to the spices in this dish, adding an extra dimension. Cheers!
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Collingham.